CampCampAway.com to win your child a spot in the camp. Campers must be between the ages of 7 and 18. Again, you can register through April 26th to win at 929thegame.com. All right, we're going to do this the right way. You ready? Let's hit it. All right, obviously that's not our Wireless Wednesday music. Rick Limper joining us right now on the WaitForward.com hotline. Rick, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Mitch. I may have to give Rustin a hard time with entry music like that.
Yeah, I have no idea what exactly that is, but as you know and I know, and I think everyone who's listening to Wireless Wednesday knows, that's not the intro music to Wireless Wednesday. That would be Weird Science by Oingo Boingo, correct?
Yeah, you got it, Mitch. Good tune.
All right, well, you're there at the Big Cedar Lodge in Ridgedale, Missouri, and we're going to talk, a little bit of golf there, Rick, but more so technology in fishing, which is amazing. But you talk about technology in fishing right now. It's big in professional bass fishing, and you have covered the Bassmasters events many times in the past.
I have, and fishing's fun. It's a lot of golfers are actually into fishing as well, so that's why this is kind of a good marriage here. This week, this is I'm here for the Champions Tour event at Big Cedar Lodge, and then they also have we're doing bass fishing this week as well. So the fishermen like golf, and golfers like fishing, and this is a great place to do it.
When you talk about that, Rick, a zillion places in and around the Atlanta area and the state of Georgia, and you talk about some of the things that you need to do now. First and foremost, you have to purchase a license to legitimately fish here in the state of Georgia?
Yeah, you do, and just about anywhere else to legitimately fish, unless you're in a private little pond in your backyard. But you need, in the state of Georgia, they're pretty big on this with GeorgiaWildlife.com. You have to have that fishing license to get out on most open waters in the state.
And let's talk about a few places, Rick. I mean, I would imagine that one of the most popular places, probably one of the most crowded places also to go and do this would be Lake Lanier.
Yeah, Lake Lanier is really the lake for doing it all. And, you know, if you've ever been up to the lake on the weekends, you know how crowded it is. But there are little fishing areas on the lake as well, especially early in the morning that locals like. Tourists, some of them know about that. And you know, I've interviewed some of the top fishermen at Lake Lanier, and they just rave about it for striper fishing. It is one of the best places around. There's a striper club up at Lake Lanier that's very active. And they're not only active in fishing, they're active in conservation and keeping the lake in good condition as well, and I think that's important. I don't know when the last time you've been up to Lake Lanier, Mitch, but it's a madhouse up there.
Yeah, no, it's been a while. But, it's, you know, look, where I live on the other side of the world, the west side of the northern suburbs in Woodstock, and being very close to Lake Allatoona when I do go on the lake, and it's not that often, unfortunately, but that's where I go. By the way, I didn't mention this. If you are interested in going fishing and you need to get a license to do so, they're available online for the state of Georgia, and that's at GeorgiaWildlife.com. Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick Limpert, Wireless Wednesday, talking about fishing in and around the Atlanta area in the state of Georgia. Now, if you want to go outside of the Atlanta area and go as far as like Greensboro, Georgia, Lake Oconee, and Reynolds Plantation, that would probably be as fine of a place as you can go, Rick.
Yeah, again, a very popular destination, Lake Oconee. Pretty popular. Very, a little more upscale over there, but there's many boat flips around Lake Oconee and Reynolds Plantation. You need that Georgia Fisher license, but you don't need anything else besides that and your rod and reel to get out there and do some fishing. And, you know, I was just at Reynolds last week, as you know, and, of course, if you're looking for accommodations, there's nothing better than the Ritz-Carlton there.
Yeah.
So Reynolds, good restaurants and great fishing.
Yeah, that's not a bad place. What if you catch something that you really like? You know, if you got a nice striped bass or something, and you want to bring it back to the Ritz-Carlton Lodge, you think they'll fry that up for you?
I don't know. I don't know where they get the fresh catches from there, but they have. I know they have some pretty talented chefs there, but I don't know. I've never posed that question to them.
A couple of places outside of the state of Georgia, Rick, in regards to finding a good fishing hole. Purcell Farms in, is it Sylacauga, Alabama?
Yeah, Sylacauga, Alabama, the home city of Jim Nabors, Mitch, if you wanted to know that.
Well, Shazam!
Pretty, I knew you were going to do that. Pretty close to the Georgia line. The Purcell family owns this beautiful piece of land. There's a golf course there again, but also a great fishing on the streams and lakes there on Purcell Farm. Very quiet, very secluded. This is a great place to go and relax and get some fishing in. Not as hectic as some of the Georgia lakes.
Well, golly, Sergeant Carter, that sounds like a great place. Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limpert, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor who covers sports technology on a national level. And you can find Rick, whether it's Examiner.com or CBS Atlanta or Everything Georgia. Follow him on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. And all the stuff that we're talking about right now, you can find links to on Rick's website, which is ricklimpert.com. info. If you don't care to go to Sylacauga, Alabama, I just like saying that, you can go to the Snowbird Mountain Lodge in Robbinsville, North Carolina. What makes that place so special, Rick?
Well, I don't know of any famous actors or singers from Robbinsville, North Carolina, but I do know that Snowbird Mountain Lodge. Now, when a USA fly fishing team comes there to train and to fish, you know it's pretty good, and fly fishing was kind of a resurgence in that. It's a little more skillful. You need to be in for bass fishing, but it's very popular, and it's Snowbird Mountain Lodge. The streams and rivers around there, and the Smoky Mountains are great for, you know, for any kind of fishing, but especially fly fishing.
All right, Rick, no sounder for app of the week this week. What do you got for us?
Well, this is very disappointing. I got to talk to Rustin, but for the week, we'll continue on with fishing, and I've been asking some people up here in Missouri with the Big Cedar Lodge, one of the best times of the year to go fishing, but there's an app, actually, and it's not a free app. I try to do free apps on what I can. This one's $5.79, but it's called Fishing Calendar, and it gives you, depending on what location you are, the best times of the day, times of the year to go fishing. It helps you track and share your fishing experiences, and it integrates with the social media and map apps. So a lot going on with Fishing Calendar, iOS or Android.
All right, that's what, just under $6?
Yeah, for a serious fisherman, I think this is pretty good to have. I don't think they mind spending, you know, close to $6 for it. So Fishing Calendar, give it a try. It's a really pretty well-done, informative app.
All right, Rick, we appreciate it. I'm glad you got there safe and sound. I know you had some travel issues getting out to Missouri, near Branson, Missouri, and hit him straight and catch a couple for us, all right?
Yep, we're playing golf with the Champions Tour Pros, and then we're going bass fishing with the Bassmasters Pros, so hopefully I'll learn something.
Hawaii last week, Branson, Missouri this week. You really are. You travel, you run the gamut.
Yeah, and another place next week, and then hopefully home for a while, but I'll keep you informed, and maybe I'll get you another T-shirt, Mitch.
All right, Rick. Hey, I appreciate it, man. Sorry for all the issues.
No problem, Mitch. Have a good week.
All right. Rick Limper with us there on Wireless Wednesday here on The Experience. Mitch Evans with you till 3 a.m.